Importance of values. We are into the third and the last of this series, Visionary Elder. We want to look at what is core value or principles. Core values or principles. Core value is about establishing your non-negotiables. It's about things that will never be compromised, whatever the cost. And there are administrative benefits to establishing these core values. And we want to have a quick look at the biblical basis and benefits of identifying principles and core values within the local church. If you were to take an example of core values, one of the best examples you would get is from the U.S. Army. You see, when they get the cadet, they walk them through the seven core Army values of loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. This is drilled into the heart of the cadet through example and emphasis and experience. And as a result of that, wherever the cadet is, whether on the job or off the job, they know what it means to be a soldier. And so the core value which is inculcated shows them the non-compromisable aspects of their character. Let's try and understand what that means. What is principle? Or what does this core value, what that really means? It's defined as a belief system that frames the conduct of the individual or organization. It's a belief system that frames the conduct. What that means is the mindset or the belief system that they hold based on which the conduct or the behavior is seen. And you know, when you look at these, what purpose does it serve? What is the purpose of having this, especially within the local church? What I want to say, it defines character. We've already seen core values actually dictate behavior, but it's through behavior that the character is projected. You see, so you have the core value that shows the behavior and behavior that projects the character. As an example, we might stand and preach about love from the pulpit. We can do all our preaching, but if it's not demonstrated through our behavior, nobody would be fooled. They would know that that is not a core value to that local church. And so there's a direct connect between the character that it exhibits and the core value that it upholds. Second, it helps to rank order the importance, rank ordering of the value. What that really means, and it's really beneficial operationally. You see, when you rank value, you put the value that is most important on top, and then you work your way down. Typically, they would have 3, 4, or 5 of these values. And as an example, we can look at the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was asked, what are the greatest commandments, he ranked values too. He said, the first is to love your God with all your heart and your soul and your mind. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. You see, one cannot overtake the other. If you were to love your neighbor as yourself apart from loving God, then it decays. The quality of love decays. It needs to be subject to the love that you have for God. And so in rank ordering, we will see shortly how that will help the local church. And third, it eliminates ambiguity. It eliminates ambiguity. You see, these core values are set in stone, as it were. There's no room to alter. The temptation to alter, to suit comfort or convenience or situation is taken away. As an extreme example, sometimes, you know, it might be applicable in some countries. If the core value of the local church is integrity, then the church building committee is not, there's no discussion about whether to bribe the city official to speed up the approval process. You see, everybody knows that is an absolute no-no because integrity is one of the benefits, one of the core values, sorry. So what are the benefits? What is it, how does it help the local church? What I want to say, it helps with the allocation of the limited resource. We know every local church actually has this issue of limited time, limited money, limited people. And by having core values, it helps us to allocate these resources. Let's take the example of finances. You see, many times we have always given money to where the most urgent need is. You see, the wheel that squeaks gets the oil. And what that means is money gets dropped wherever there's the most need. However, I think a better way to do is to allocate funds specifically to what is most important to that local church. Core beliefs and core values and principles that the local church has will help to establish that. As an example for ourselves, we had identified missions. So we set apart a chunk of money, not a percentage of the income, but a chunk of money. We said this is what we want to give the missions. It also helps us to stay focused. Stay focused. Now, you see, life happens. We always start off with something, and as life happens, things change. Church adds activities and ministries and events, but with core values set in place, it helps us to stay focused. Sometimes some of these churches, they would either do an exercise, something along the lines of we are when we exercise. And what that means is we will know we are, and there's a fill in the blank with a value that it upholds, when we, and fill in the blank with an activity or an event or a program. You see, we know we are dash when we dash. We did that in a informal way at our church when recently we had this we had this discussion about what we wanted to do during the midweek activity. The attendance was dropping off, and we had some discussion about doing some practical things, about talking about financial, to help them do financial planning, biblical way. But as the discussion went about, we realized that we needed to answer this question. Our core value is that we wanted to be biblical. Teaching church, and we recognize that to be able to demonstrate that we are a biblical Bible teaching church, we had to be about learning the Bible together. So this is how we said it: we will know we are a Bible teaching church when we learn the Bible together. And as a result of that, and this happened recently, we are doing a New Testament survey. As a church, we have a reading for each day. There are questions that we have to answer. Then we meet together to discuss in an interactive way what lessons we learned. And we want to cover the whole New Testament in over a six-month period. And that came out as a result of staying focused on what our core values is. I want us to share some other experiences so you know how this helps. We don't have a written formal set of core values, but we have constantly modeled our behaviors in such a way that those are reinforced. One example that I want to share is that of the outreach on Sundays. You see, we work with a local group that does door-to-door evangelism and gives out Bibles during parades. And usually that happens on Saturdays. But sometimes it falls on a Sunday. And I don't want to be legalistic here, but based on our core value, we decided to meet around the Lord's table was more important than doing evangelism. Now, you might think, well, that's not even a discussion. Everybody knows. But there are people on the spectrum who would say that what better way to worship the Lord than to have somebody come to know Him and save a soul from, snatch a soul from hell. Whatever your church might agree to, whatever your core value is, it's important that people know so that they are reinforced. And when we were faced with the situation, it could have been tricky, but because core values were known, it was easy for everybody to accept and to decide. The other example that comes to mind is about Sunday school events. When we started, we didn't have too many children, but we planned in such a way in large scale, much beyond our need. And so we were forced to go to the community and call our friends and who had kids and get them all to come to these events, and gospel was shared. A good chunk of money was set aside for Sunday school activity. We were not able to convert all these kids who would come for these activities into regular Sunday school attendance. And you might think, what a waste of an effort and an energy. But because we knew our core value was child evangelism, to share the gospel, and we knew the best way to do that is to share that into the hearts of a child, we knew that that allocated fund was going right into fulfilling that core value. And so, what's the conclusion? What do we take away from this? Establishing core values will make administrating of the local church, including fund allocation and decision making, easier. That is one. Second, there's a clear message on who and what is important to the local church, who being the Lord Jesus Christ, and what being the core values and the principles. And third, and most important, is when you have these core values, it actually distills, if you may, the doctrines and the theology into practical aspects that can be understood and followed by every member. It makes it easy for them to know what is it that we need to do as a Christian. In conclusion, I want to share with you a cotton quip that I read about. It's about Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown and Lucy. Lucy, Charlie Brown is actually sharing with Lucy about the technology and the science that goes behind kite flying, and explains to her the technical aspects and the math and the science and all of that. And Lucy is really, you know, spellbound, and she's impressed with the knowledge that Charlie Brown demonstrates. But on the last of that, Lucy says, so why is your kite in the sewer? You see, what happens is, we can do all our Bible teaching, and we do good Bible teaching, and for good reason. I think that is extremely important. But if we are not able to convert that Bible teaching into practical terms that can be followed or practiced, then we would have failed. I think core value helps us to convert knowledge into practice. And that brings us to the end of the 3-part series on Visionary Elder. God bless you.